It's all eyes on Florida, where Donald Trump and Joe Biden will duke it out in the city of Tampa, 5 days out from the US presidential election. The two-party leaders will address rallies hours apart in what is a key city in a critical swing state. Democratic hopeful Joe Biden is set to again attack Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has infected another 79,000 Americans in the last 24 hours.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch. But what I can promise you is this. We will start on day one doing the right things. We'll let science drive our decisions.
Well, that sort of sentiment will wash over President Trump, who's trying to paint a grim picture of life in America under Democratic rule.
If you vote for Biden, it means no kids in school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas, and no 4th of July together. Other than that, you have a wonderful life.
Well, it's these sort of rallies that continue to concern Trump's own medical advisers, among them America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
They're potentially super spreading events because in situations historically over the last months, we've seen that when you have congregation of people not wearing masks, not being separate from each other, that clearly is a situation that will lead to outbreaks.
Let's go now to our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, morning. Thank you for being with us. It's going to be quite a contrast, these different rallies that are going to be seen from the Biden and the Trump camps.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's happening right now, Susie. Joe Biden is on his feet at the moment in Broward County. I think we can dip in and take a listen to what he's saying.
Games has been an expensive, hard-working American people. We're going to deliver tax relief for working families in the middle class. We're going to help people buy their first home, pay for their health care premiums, and for child care. We're going to care for the aging and loved ones. We're going to make sure you can wipe out your college debt as well.
So Joe Biden there making all sorts of promises to the voters of Florida. He absolutely knows that he's got a bit of a sales job to do there because there is evidence that he is not performing as strongly among Latino and Hispanic voters as he would like to be doing. Meanwhile, on his feet in Tampa, here's Donald Trump. Let's have a listen to what he's saying.
He said 2.2 million lives. No, they're going to pay. We believe in safe streets, secure communities, and we believe in law.
So that's Donald Trump absolutely hammering away at his law and order message in Tampa. He's got a difficulty there with retirees in Florida who are concerned that he hasn't taken COVID-19 sufficiently seriously and also haven't exactly warmed to some of the antics that he has displayed on the campaign trail over the course of the last couple of weeks. Florida, the Sunshine State, absolutely critical to both of these candidates as they hope to eke out a victory there. It's very tightly fought in that particular state, even as we got polling data nationally suggesting that Joe Biden might be slightly extending his lead over Donald Trump in these closing days of the campaign.
Yeah, Florida's always crucial, isn't it? But how much of a significant hold is it going to have this time, and how tight is it going to be right down to the wire?
Well, it's absolutely vital because it has 29 delegates in the Electoral College. And remember that to win this campaign, you don't just need to win loads of votes. You need to win 270 delegates in the Electoral College, that curious middleman organization that separates American voters from the final result in the presidential election. Hillary Clinton, of course, won 3 million votes more than Donald Trump. She just won them in the wrong places, which is why he's president and she isn't. So it's a big prize on the night, but there are lots of other prizes out there, and these candidates are going to be visiting several other battleground states. Some eyebrows have been raised here within the last hour by Joe Biden's decision to head to Minnesota tomorrow. Democrats had assumed that that state was safe and that he wouldn't have to return to it, but Donald Trump seems to be gaining some ground there, so Joe Biden's going to do a drive-in rally there tomorrow. Mm. I mean, we have to remember, though, Susie, 75 million people have already voted. So for all of them, this is all irrelevant.
Yes, I was going to ask as well, what can we expect for this final weekend of the campaign? Where's Donald Trump going to be going?
Well, Donald Trump's going to be all over the map, quite literally. In the last 48 hours of this campaign, he is going to be holding 11 separate rallies. He's doing the traditional hell for leather race for the finish line. Joe Biden will be appearing side by side with Barack Obama this weekend. That'll be the first time they have campaigned publicly together in this election campaign. The Democrats believe that Barack Obama's got the star power necessary to help bring Donald Joe Biden over the finishing line. Donald Trump's campaign believes that every time Joe Biden and Barack Obama appear together, it gives them a chance to remind voters that Joe Biden already had 8 years at the White House as vice president and didn't get the things done that he's now pledging to do. So they believe that that appearance is going to be a double-edged sword.
Thank you very much. One to watch, certainly. Simon Marks, our US correspondent there.